Well, the snow's fallen. It's been less than 10 degrees out here. Cold as fuck, icy, slippery, slushy, but we are here. Episode number 14 of the Be Cool podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. What is good? It's a Friday night. It's, what is it now? Was it 6 o'clock or some shit? Might be 6:10. You know what it is time? Time for a Truly. Woo, hot and lovey. Let me take a sip of this beautiful raspberry lime, one of my top threes. Oh, yeah, that's got some bite to it. Nice little tang. Well, where are we at here? Buffalo Bills, big win this weekend. We need a big win. Heartbreaking loss. Heartbreaking loss with a field goal. Those Cleveland Browns, and then you got Garrett throwing like he has Al Snow with the head back in WWF or ECW. Got head? Need help? Just swinging that helmet at that Pittsburgh quarterback. Too bad for that, huh? Mr. Rudolph, reindeer. He almost had a red nose after that one. Maybe he shouldn't kick a guy in the nuts. That'll teach you. But you gotta learn somewhere. If you hear lightly in the background, there's these wind chimes that the neighbors have. Just a nice ambiance. So if you want to turn me down real low, I'll let you get a real second here. There's a quick hitter for you. Hope you enjoyed that. Again, my apologies. We're a few days late, but listen. There's a lot of things in the works. There was a bad snowstorm too Monday night. I was out there shoveling all day. Old man needs some rest. I had a rough weekend. Shout out to Steve. Thought we locked him in a dumpster one time. He got out, obviously. Jeez. He got out. Happy birthday again. Mr. McKegney, happy birthday to you. If you're listening. If anyone's listening, send the love that way. Everybody knows who these people are. Foothills Enterprises. We're all one big family here. Be cool podcast. Be cool motherfuckers. What is good? It's Friday night. Celtics are playing tonight against Golden State. Buffalo Bills. Big game this weekend. Got to win this one. Miami Dolphins. Sunshine. Let's get it. Let's get some touchdowns, Joshua. Frankie. And don't forget, Hard Knocks. Tight end Hard Knocks. Not bad at all. Touchdown, Johnny Brown. Gotta love that boy. A lot of good things. We're house sitting again. We're out in Hinesburg on the frozen tundra. Had to get this podcast in. Fantasy, daily fantasy, money's cooking. Winning, spending a quarter, winning 225. That's a big come up. I don't care what they tell you. Play what you can play. Play in your means. Don't play outside of your means. And I means get paid. You know what I'm saying? It's a gorgeous day. A little sunny today. Faded away to the clouds. Now it's 10 degrees outside. Cold as fuck. Can't wakey-bakey right now. You just got to stay consistently cooked. Drinking a nice Truly. Got the food in the oven. Doing little buffalo tenders tonight. Get that warmth from that cold winter. You know, rush that winter away. Whistle. Little wind. You can hear it in the chimes, you know, I can't do anything about this. And of course, you know, the big story, the impeachment started and all this bullshit. Anyone following this should just stay off of it. Don't even worry about it. It's all for show. It's what they do before they start elections. It's all a big show. They got to get us through to, you know, breaking down at the conventions and the yada, yada, yada. Then we got him versus him or her versus her or whatever, however this is going to lay down. Don't get involved with all this Fox News, CNN nonsense. Game's over. Don't believe the hype. Watched a great little series on Netflix called The Killer Next Door, The Devil Next Door, about this Ivan the Terrible. From he was one of those concentration camp lead guards, and he did some very bad things to some people. And They said it was some in the 80s. They said it was some guy who actually lived in Cleveland, Ohio. This guy got deported, got his citizenship taken out of the U.S., sent to Israel for crimes against humanity. That was an interesting move. Good, great, interesting story. Never really heard that story. It's really, it really, sets back a place in time where, people were dictating what people should be doing, how people should be living, no freedoms. And to where we are now, it really has a nice, a poetic justice at the end of it. So you won't be scared of that one. That's a nice little gem, nice little Sunday night gem. Oops, skip through that. It's like, I think 40 minutes an episode, 30 minutes maybe. Not a bad show at all. Great, entertaining. I'm entertained by factual things. I like stories. I like documentaries. If they can adapt them to a movie, well, I'm into it also. But I like everything. That's why we. That's what I do. I stay cool, motherfuckers. So we sit here on this chilly night. I said, I gotta get this podcast in. I wasn't gonna wait any longer. I couldn't do it. I had to get settled here at the new crib. Got the podcast running. The Truly's going. We just took some of that nice Locksmith weed. Nice little inhale. Can't wait to eat here in about 40 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Who knows where we're gonna go tonight? Mr. Officer was the last episode. Hope you enjoyed that. Wait, I can't believe we're on episode 14. You know what I'm saying? We've passed the unlucky number 13, and we're on 14 now. Bob Cousy. I said that in the last episode. I didn't even listen to that thing. I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. A lot of good suggestions about what the future of this podcast can be, and obviously I want to do interviews. I want to have, interview more than one person at a time, maybe have special co-hosts, anything like that. Just to broaden the horizons. Obviously there's not a direct path where I'm headed, and I don't want to make this not a just a singular, content. Maybe everything can be included when you're doing that, but I think if for some of the things that I want to do, I want to interview people that can you people can gain some kind of a type of information that they can use in relevance to their own lives, and maybe gain different aspects on another's life. Because at the end of the day, we're all the same. We all have blood. We all breathe the air. Some of us, I'm not sure. There's some aliens and some Sims out there, but I can't really tell you that. There's a lot of bots running around these streets, and there's no doubt about it. There's some cars that are driving around that never stop driving. Don't believe the hype. Believe me. Believe me. There's a lot of stuff out there you don't know about or care not to care, Care not to care. That's the easiest way to get through life is care not to care. But, unfortunately, feelings do reside in most of us, and we do have to, come to some understanding on how we're going to live civilly amongst each other. And this is where I think this podcast should start off here. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, Facebook.com/ Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs.
So, like I said, we have to live civilly with other people. We have to come to terms on what's right and what's wrong, and find some kind of basis. And I think that's where I wanted to continue this. A nice little framework for this podcast, and that's called being, civility. And when I was all my exploits, when I moved to Heartland where the farm was, where the cows were grazing, where we saw crazy shit at night, where I came back and I got my DUI, when I still lived there. Me and Problematic, that's my brother. He had his, I want to, no, his girlfriend at the time. She was pregnant. I was living there. I was running amok in there, having threesomes, debauchery, up all times of night. You know, girls leaving tampons, you know, I was a sick man. Girls leaving tampons in the goddamn bathroom, not even hitting in the trash. What kind of sick rat does that kind of nonsense? I mean, they should have some civility. It's not like I'm leaving my blood trail around the house. Not unless, you know, someone in the house caused it. The key part is we're living together. And Problematic never, that was, nothing ever changed between us, you know. We had this, I don't even know what it was. It was more than a friendship. It wasn't, we weren't brothers. It was like we were, that was what we were supposed to be doing at this time somehow together. Because there's no reason for us to have met. There really is no reason. There's no reason for me to go. I shouldn't have went back to school that second time. And he shouldn't have moved up here for no reason. And I shouldn't have moved down there for no reason. But all those three things added to us finally living together in almost where we were at the top or the peak of what we were doing. I mean, we worked together at the same place. We had great jobs. I mean, I don't want to say that great jobs, but it was well-paying jobs. Shitty work, well-paying jobs. Interesting people that worked there. Definitely not the people that we were, not our target audience, but people that we know how to deal with because we grew up in Vermont, you know. It is what it is. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat what the state I grew up in and live in is what has, you know, created a good ability for me to see past just a flannel shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of bad shit. There's a lot of good shit out here. And that's just what that is. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, before we understand that, you point your finger and you judge people, and that's what this, you know, that's what social media is now. It's all that Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. People have no problem typing some shit to you that don't even know you, don't know your situation or whatever. I mean, if they did this shit to me, you know, I don't care, man. I don't have a conscience like that. You ain't gonna make me cry unless I'm watching like Mighty Ducks or Goonies. The only way you're making me cry is you sit me down and watch a movie like Remember the Titans. Good luck with that, you know. I'm bawling my eyes out, but for the first catch, that's just who I am. Miracle, even. Whew. I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of tear jerkers out there, and I'm not afraid to cry. But you ain't gonna make me cry. Ain't no man or woman gonna make me cry. But people are living like that. People are being bullied. People are being taken advantage of, and people are not being able to see what is available in this world through choices they may be making on their own, you know, unwillingly or unknowingly. Everything's a choice that you make. Either you deal with shit or you don't deal with shit, and you get the shit you want or you don't get the shit you want. There's always a path to take to reach that place. And whatever path that is, if it's under the ground or on the straight and narrow, it's, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. And I can't really knock you unless you hurting others to get it. So there's a dividing line between most things in life and a line in the sand where we said that's too far, and it's either you cross that line or you don't cross it. And a lot of motherfuckers who've crossed it, people are bigging up these days. So kudos to them, and kudos to you too if you live in your life, you know, live your best life, they say. I'm drinking a Truly right now. I'm recording my podcast. I'm 13 minutes in, and I don't even know where the hell we going right now. I get off on the rails on these trails, and you got to beware, man. Some of these motherfuckers don't got railings, you know what I'm saying? Just to let you know that I still got it, okay? I am still Reese 45. I will always be Reese 45, and there's not a lot of crackers I can say a lot about that in Vermont or New Hampshire. I can name you a few. I got a top five for you. That's for another episode, though. Let's leave a little cliffhanger on y'all. But let's get back to problematic and I live in becoming, well, just not becoming, but on a path together. And so even, I mean, through this whole time we live in there, I eventually started messing around with a girl at work. Then I moved to Lebanon. I moved back into, it's not West Leb where I was before I moved to Heartland, but Lebanon, which is, they're right next door. It's West Lebanon, Lebanon. It's like across the, might be even across the river from each other. The river might split them too. It's a possibility, but I'm not totally convinced on that. But it sounds kind of right. Sounds kind of right. So, and there's a lot of bridges in West Lebanon, Lebanon, blah, blah, blah. So I'm living in Lebanon. Is it Lebanon or is it Lebanon? So I'm living in Lebanon. I move in with this broad. We got a two-story condo renting with a basement. I got the studio in the basement now. You know, since I'm caked up, man, I get my $200 ounce whenever I run out. I'm rolling blunts all day. I mean, after work, I work 7 to 3, get home, roll a blunt, smoke half of it, smoke a third of it, two-thirds of it, who knows. Never usually finish the whole thing. I just usually like to get, you know, if it was a summertime, I'd get the blunt in, smoke the blunt, head out to the pool, come back in, grill a steak on the outside, drink some Heinekens, whatever. I was making sangria too, fresh sangria. No fuckery. None of that bottle Rossi shit, but that Rossi, hey, I can't knock the Ross. Can't knock the Ross. What up, big? But, so that would be my lifestyle. But, and then I would record music all day and night. And it was a path that I chose for myself. Oh, here comes the heater comes on. See, this is why you gotta be careful where and when you're doing these podcasts, because we're not in a studio. We still freebasing out here. So, what the fuck? This fucking heater done fucked my train of thought up. So I'm finally on my now. Once I moved away from problematic, I'm on a path now. Now our paths have diverged because I'm not seeing him every day. I don't wake up and we don't go to work together. We don't drive. We don't get back to work get back to the house together. You know, we're not hooked at the hip anymore. And I start just going. I start working with, you know, kids get a hold of me and they want to start making songs. So I start doing a little, grandfathering, little grandmaster flashing these kids, you know, here, you know, and just seeing what talent's out there and working, you know. So my mind, while I'm doing that, that's giving me different, you know, a different mindset, because I've only worked with a few other artists at that time. And so when I start working with other talent, it broadens your view of what you're seeing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at music and you look at sounds a different way because someone else is showing you how they see it. And I've always been I'm a carnivore for like flows. I love being able to mimic a flow. And that's what really assisted me to get, you know, to find where I was comfortable making songs and to be able to use techniques and breath techniques to, you know, perform different verses in different ways. And I was I was thrilled when I finally figured that out. And it took a while. It took at least three albums, or two mixtapes or something like that. Who knows? But it definitely took a time to learn what I was doing, how to be an artist. But I definitely had the talent to write songs. I had the talent. They weren't we're not talking in sync songs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making number one hits. But what I am doing is I'm making songs. I'm making a full song. The only thing I didn't do was make a beat. I wrote the whole song. I wrote the hooks. I had stories. I did everything. I did everything you wanted in at least one song of mine. At least. And I think story is one of my best skills. You know, a Nazir type where I could, I could tell and I could paint a picture through the words where you would laugh, you would have, you'd have emotions, but you'd go from cry, tears to laughter throughout a song. That's one thing that I was really happy about, and with my storytelling. But working with other people and, being a mentor to some of these kids, it was allowing me and putting me on a different path. So me and Problematic stopped like really working on songs. We never did that. I might give him a track or something like that and say da da da, but I think he was focused on other things at the time. He was di working with his relationship. His baby was on the way, and there was different things where his mind was at. While I never did that because I never gave my heart to someone other than me at that point. I never sacrificed that part of me, and that is what it is. I mean, it takes a different kind of ability for someone to give up something that they love for something else. And that just wasn't me at that time, and it hasn't been me. But I guess it has because I'm not doing music anymore. But there's other passions that I've had in life where I'm always going to try and see what the height or the maximum level I can get at those passions, because even though I never made $1,000 making music, I didn't need that for justification of what I did. Me putting out put making as many songs as I did, putting out the music that I did, and being paid for one time to perform, or someone buying a CD from me, those are all the achievements I need to make to know that I lived my dream. I sacrificed everything in my life prior to that to live that dream, to make music. And I don't hold any regret from that. And that's one of the best lessons I could ever teach somebody or tell someone that what the other side looks like. Being able to know what your the thing that you love and get the most joy from, and being able to do that thing is a blessing that most people don't get to cherish upon themselves. A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. So I'd say most people don't live that dream. And a lot of people don't become the fireman that they wanted to be, or they don't become the CEO of the company, or they don't become a rock star, or they don't become an actor or a dancer or a DJ. They never went past the phase of just, oh, I want to do that, instead of physically actually doing it. Because once you physically actually doing it, that's when you're able to judge if you live your dream. Did you fulfill your dream? And I've learned that it's not my dream. Fulfilling my dream allowed me to go after and try to make my hobbies my work. The things that I enjoy doing, I've tried to allow those to be what fills my pockets and pays my bills. And that, oh man, it's getting crazy out here. I think the ice maker just got a little horny on me hearing all that jive talk. He's like, that motherfucker's Dolomite. But the being able to make your hobbies the things that allows you to survive in life are not the path that most people are going to take. And it's not recommended, because everything that you like doing is not a lucrative business unless you have the character, charisma, the and the definite urge to make that. You know, anyone can be a, I shouldn't say that. If you wanted a regular job, most people can get a regular job. You know, if you wanted to work in an office, other skills are needed. If you wanted to be in the crafts, more skills are needed. Some schooling is going to be needed. Apprenticeships are already going to be needed. You know, someone's going to be Yoda and someone's going to be Luke. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a definite hierarchy to most of those things. But when you're doing, if you want to do your hobby, if your hobby, you can be the boss. You will be the boss if that's what you care to be. And I would promote doing that if you're unhappy. If you're happy doing the thing you're doing, you're probably doing the thing you love, but you don't even know it. And that's a great possibility for most people. A lot of people, I'm not going to look that dead in the eye and be able to figure it out. Because believe me, even the things that you love can bring you pain. You know, that's a natural evolution of that. Love will break your heart. And that's just how that cookie's been crumbling for eternity. But the next step in that is you have to understand the sacrifice that comes with it. And a lot of people don't know that or want that. And I will tell you, I didn't want that. But I had to do it. I had to do it to get to the place I am today. And the place I am today is not luxury, man. I'm not living in luxury. But what I am doing is I'm the most sane, happy person that you'll ever have a conversation with. Because I'm not putting myself in any place where negativity or no drama, there's no unwillingness. There's none of these, I don't put these aspects of other people's lives into my life. The people I spend my time with are people that if they're having problems, I don't have a problem having conversations about those problems. You know, I don't mind being a crying shoulder or an open window. You know, I'm there to listen. I'm there to give the best advice I can. But at the end of the day, that's their decisions to make. I can't live nobody's life for you. You know what I'm saying? That's never going to be an option. No one else can live your life but you. You have to go ahead and do that. You know, you can't put your dreams into another person and hope for them to do it. Because that's not how this shit works. You can leave somebody $1 million, but it don't mean that they're going to be able to turn that $1 million into $15 million. Sometimes they turn that $1 million into a negative balance. And that's just the way that is. You got to understand that we're all moving on a globe, right? Well, some people don't want to believe that, but we're all moving on the same plane, you know? We're all just on different spots. It's a balance. Everything's a balance. It might be teetering a different way right now, but everything comes to, equal numbers at the end of the day. What day that is, I couldn't tell you when it's going to even out for you, but believe me, there's no such thing as down forever, because eventually we all dead. So, you know, if our spirits move on into to something else, and, you know, you can see my bullet wound from a birthmark someone has fucking 15 centuries from now, that's interesting. I don't believe in that ancient aliens, that kind of theory, but they're talking about that shit now. So just let me, you know, explain where we're at and, you know, how easy this system that we're running right now is. But be careful of those bots. Careful of those bots out there. They're all driving around in Hyundais right now. Some of them are over in, Europe, backpacking, going to concerts and, you know, drinking beers. Who knows? Who knows what's going on in those little villas? But I will tell you what's happening now is that I'm living in Lebanon. The heater comes back on. I'm living in Lebanon, doing all this stuff, making music. We're doing shows. I'm making CDs. I'm doing everything. And what we're seeing If you go and see my catalog from those years living back in Lebanon, New Hampshire, it's some of the best material that I've created, the most eclectic. And most of it, I'd say half of it, is only me. I mean, just me on the track. Other people are sprinkled in there. There was a time when a majority of my music was other people and me, not just me, you know? There was a time where I couldn't even get a whole, I could get two verses on a track. Just me, one verse, barely get a verse. Sometimes I'd only get a hook. This freedom that I had making music and doing it all on my own, because the teacher, the master taught, you know, the student everything he knew. And that left me with all the tools that I needed to create what I wanted to create. Problematic it wasn't like I was handcuffed, you know what I'm saying? I had to be taught, you know, I had to learn. I had to learn what it was like to be great. And when I say that, take this, it's like anything in life. If any motherfucker tells you that they ain't the best at what they do, they don't have enough, they ain't never gonna make it. They ain't never gonna fulfill what they wanna fulfill or be who they gonna be. If you don't think you're great, motherfuckers ain't gonna think you're great. I said this then, I say it now, that ain't nobody gonna ever fuck with me on the track. I will do the fucking. I use that mantra everywhere. Everything I do the fucking. Because if you ain't, somebody else gonna be. It's whatever keeps you motivated. You know? Some people like teddy bears. I don't need a fucking teddy bear. You know? It's all what makes you better, man. Ladies, it's all what makes you better. Do what makes you better. If you gotta step on some stones along the way, you know, I can't knock you for that. If you don't have to, don't. But if you have to, I've done it. Regrettably. But that, if I didn't do it, I never would have gotten to that place. And, you know, we can't sit here and reflect and be negative about the shit we can't change. Did I kill anybody? Hell no. I make somebody cry? Hell yeah. Never made somebody bleed. Well, I did. I told you that story, but that's just fucking nothing we can do about that. That's just good loving. But what we're trying to get to is an understanding that, you know, life is only what we make it. You know, I'm just reiterating the best guidance and the things that I've learned in my life. You know, obviously these are, you know, life is what you make it. Just do it. No pain, no gain. We went from love is all you need to whoever winds up with the best toys wins. That's a Carlin line. I had stole it. So just, I mean, it just, my little rant there just made me feel like I had to slide that in. Little slide in by Carlin. George Carlin, watch that. That's Back in Town, I think. You might want to watch that one. A lot of great HBO specials from him back in the 90s. The man. My number one comic, there's not even a fucking question. You know, Chappelle's probably second. Sam Kinison third. I love a nice Dice Clay back in the day. Yeah, sounds about right. Who else would I listen to? Ooh, a little early Eddie Griffin. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Cat Williams, pretty good early. Until he started fucking trying to punch high schoolers, but everyone goes off the rails. Everyone starts doing something they shouldn't be doing. And I can attest to that. So we rolled in. It's a Friday night. We're almost 35 minutes in. You know what? What the fuck time is it? Oh, it's 6:50. I get my lineup straight. I got 10 minutes. Hey, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening to me banter. Let me go down memory lane. We got to talk to Gorilla's Garage very soon because that's going to be our first interview and see how good of that show I can make it. Shout out to them again. Appreciate the sponsorship. Yo, be cool. Love each other. Hey, yo. Rest in peace to the victims of that shooting in California. I mean, this shit got to stop, man. Can somebody stand up who is a gun nut and say that there's some shit we got to do here? Can we come to terms on something? Just get me and a gun nut together and we can figure this out. I think we can come to terms. I'm a good talker. I like people. I like everybody. I love everybody. Love each other. Respect to the families, you know. Peace and love. Everybody have a warm weekend. I'll talk to you Tuesday. Definitely Tuesday. We'll get that one early for you. Enjoy the weekend. Party hard. Relax. Kiss the kids. Get the fire nice and rolling, boil. Nice hot, and lower the purple. I'll get to that later. Hey, episode 14. I love y'all. Appreciate it. This is the Be Cool Podcast. I'm Reese 45. Be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk. Be cool. Don't run your mouth.